Yerushalmi, cross line to Sefer Bavli, Daf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from the base, the second Mishnah of Halacha Hei. Lamihi Aymeres Amen Amen. What does she say? Amen Amen. Amen Al Ha'ala, Amen Al Ashur, Amen Me'ish Ze, Amen Me'ish Acher. Next, Amen teaches Amen to acceptance of the curse, Amen to the oath, Amen to liability if I sin with this man about whom she was warned, and Amen to any other man. Amen Shalom Nizmesi, Mim Nizmesi, Yavoybi. Amen that I was not defiled, and if I was defiled, the curses should come upon me. Amen Shalom Satisi, Arusa, Unasua, Shemiris Yavam, Yiknisa. Amen that was not Mazana during Erusin, after Masuin, if you did Yavam, when she was a Shemiris Yavam, or after Yavam. Amen Shalom Nizmesi, Amen Shalom Etame. Amen said, Amen that was not Mazana, and Amen that will not be Mazana. And the author of the Veloza, the shame of Yisi ben Zimma, Amen, to say, Amen Leshua, Amen Lekabala, Amen Yaamnu, Hadroim. Veloza, quoting of Yisi ben Zimma, said that Amen can be taken, can be like taking a Shura, Amen can be acceptance of the curse, Amen can be confirmation in the matter. As you see now, Amen Leshua, Mesota, Amen Lekabala, Neman Hakim, Esash, Amen can be like taking a shura. We learn that from Seita. Amen can be acceptance, as it says in Yumia and Pergidah Pasuk Hey, in order that the shura will be upheld that I made to your forefathers. Amen Ya'amnu Hadvarim Ve'yan Nayob and Yadav Koyen Es Hamelech Ve'yemer Amen V'geimer. Amen can be confirmation of the matters. And we find in Melachim Aleph and Peg Aleph Pasuk Lamed Vav, and Binyayo Binyayada replied, Hakayan replied to the king and said, Amen. Amu Tanchuma in Minadin, Amen, Shua, Leis, Shmamin Aklum. And the Tanchuma rejected that by saying, well, if you learn from here, the Soita, that Amen is Shua, you don't know anything, I mean, perhaps it's acceptance of the curse or confirmation of the matter. Yeda Amada. What's the source? It's the Pasuk in Devarim Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says that you may enter the covenant of Hashem, your God, and His oath. Ve'en ola el shura kama detema v'ishpia koyen es ha'isha v'shura s'ha'ala. Ola refers only to shura, as the Pasuk says in our parasha in the Midbar, Perek Hei Pasuk Chav Aleph, and the koyen will have her make a shura, the woman make a shura s'ha'ala. Minayin Namdu the Gilgul Shura. Where did Chacham learn? Gilgul Shura means if one must swear to Pliny about one matter, Pliny may deny, may include other matters in the Shura. Theta, Vama Isha Amen Amen, Amen Im Ish Ve, Amen Im Ish Acher. And this is from Theta, as the Pasuk says, and the woman will say Amen Amen, Amen with this man, Amen with another man. At Kadoin, Dvaram Shu Roy Lashbiya, Dvaram Shu Roy Lashbiya. It teaches only about matters that it's proper to make one swear about them, such as the title and movable objects. Matters that it's not proper to make one swear about, such as land, or the source that Gilgal applies to them as well. Amav Yasi Babun, Nishmanim Nador, Amen, Shvetatisi, Arusa, Venasura, Shemes Yavam, Ukunusa. Yasi Babun answered, we learn from here. Amen that I was not Mazana during Erusin, after Masurin, when she was a Shemeth Yavam, or after Yibam. Abusu Shemeth Yavam, Royuhu, like Yishava, Ratema, Magagle, and Macha Magagle. And Abusu Shemeth Yavam is a proper to swear about them. Surely not, because the water tests only, her only issue she was Mazana after relations with her husband. Even so, we are Magagle, and also here, other choice, we are Magagle, means matters that it's not proper to make one swear about them. Yis Tani Tani Ma Zu Ba'ala Vashua Achkon Eshpoyim Ba'ala Vashua Yis Tani Tani Zu Ba'ala Vashua Ve'in Kon Eshpoyim Ba'ala Vashua. Some who recite braces teach that just like this, the case of Soita, there's an Allah, a curse, and a Shua. Also, all who swear, there's a Allah, a curse, and a Shua. And someone who recites, and some who recite brachas teach that this has Allah and Shua, but all who swear do not have Allah and Shua. By Mema, Mandama Zu Ba'ala Vashua, Afkoa Nishpoyim Ba'ala Vashua, Nicha, Mandama Zu Ba'ala Vashua, Ba'in Kala Nishpoyim, Rav Shua, the Google at Lamad, Leila, Rav Shua, Ein at Lamad. One who says this has Alan Shua also all have Rav Shua, that's fine. However, the one who says that this is Rav Shua, but all who swear do not have Rav Shua, you learn to Gilgal and you don't learn to Rav Shua. It's an Atani, Ma Zub Amen, Ba'amen, Afkanish Ba'amen, Ba'amen. It's an Atani, Zub Amen, Ba'amen, Ve'in Kanish Ba'amen, Ba'amen, Ba'amen. Some who recite Bison's teach, just like this Sota, she must say Amen, Amen. Also, all who swear Amen, Amen. And some who recite Bison's teach that this has Amen, Amen, but all who swear do not have Amen, Amen. Abibai Mema, Man Dama, Zub Amen, Amen, Afkanish Ba'amen, Ba'amen, Amen. Nicha. Man dam azu ba'amin ba'amin, ain't vain kon nishpoyim ba'amin ba'amin. Klum lam de gilgul shua, lai misaita. The gilgul ad lamad, la'amin ba'amin, ain't ad lamad. You might ask, well, the one who says this has amin amin, also all have amin amin, that's fine. And the one who says this has amin amin, but all who swear do not have amin amin, you learn to gilgul and you don't learn amin amin. I'm gonna be Abba Bar Mamal, Man Tana, Shemeres Yavam, Rikiva. Rikiva Amal, Yesh Mamza, Biyavama. Rabbi Mamal said, who is the Tana who taught that he is Magalgal? Make for sure also for the Yavama. It's the Rikiva, because Rikiva says that there's Mamza from Yavama, means a Yavama who became pregnant from a stranger. It wasn't the Yavam, just like an Ish who had relations with another man. Here as well, the child will be a Mamza. Likewise, Nus forbids her to the Yavam, just like it forbids an ish to her husband. Amalei, Rabbi Ili, Ma ich basle mamza, Rabbi Kinei, Atoyu amma, Rabbi Kinei sishtoi, Rabbi Mixas ishtoi. Rabbi Ili rejects that, what's the relevance of mamza here? Rabbi Kinei, the Torah said, Bikinei es ishtoi, and he will warn his wife, even a partial wife. Amma Rabbi Shammai, Vale Kain, Amma Rabbi Yanai, Nimru Shloshim, Vakama Zakainim, Minayim, Chein Kedushin, Tosim, Bi Avama, Tamud Leima, Lesia, Eishas Ameis, Achutza, Leishzal, Yevama, Yavai, Alea, Leihela, Havaya, Etzal Acher. Shammai asked the question, didn't Rabbi Yanai say that over 30 Chachamim voted and concluded, what is the source that Kedushin does not take effect on Yevama? The Pasuk says, in Dram Hofei Pasuk Hei, the wife of a dead man will not be extended to a stranger, the Yavam will have relations with her. He has no Havaya, which is Kedushin, and this word has the same root as Tiyeh. There will be no such Kedushin with another man. It will not take effect. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Lemasnisehi, Lachash Yachleitz, Leich, Yvameich, Eina Mekadeshas. Being a support for Rabbi Yanai, says Rabbi Yochanan, isn't there a mission that teaches this? If one told a woman, you are Mekadeshas to me, or after your Yavam does Chalitza to you, he is not Mukadesha, since the condition does not take effect on her now. This is a Dawah Shulay Bala Olam, saying it doesn't exist in the world. Vahaya Rabbi Yanai Mekalis Lei Avalem Zav Mekis Bnei Kel Yaliz Meinecha Chacham Beni Vesamech Libi Tein Lechacham Vechakim Oid Yishma Chacham VeYosef Lekach. Rabbi Yanai praised Rabbi Yochanan's proof, quoting from the Pasuk in Yishai Peg Mem Vav, Pasuk Vav, to those who pour out gold from the purse, and the Pasuk in Mishle, in Gala Pasuk Chof Aleph, don't let my words leave from your eyes, and the Pasuk there in Peg Chof Zayin Pasuk Yod Aleph, become wise, my son, and my heart will rejoice, and there in Pasuk in Peg Tes Pasuk Tes, give to the wise man wisdom, and he'll become more wise. And in Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, let the wise man hear, and he will add. Amarle Ubishem Ben Lokish Pasa Kol Elain Pesukei Pelusye Yochel Hu Patala Kobi Kiva Kobi Kiva Amar Yesh Mamza Leivama. And Rish Lokish rejects that. After all these Pesukim are praised, it's not a solid proof. We can establish a mission like Kobi Kiva, who says that there's a Mamza from a Yevama Leshuk. However, Chacham could say that there's Kedushin in the Yevama, if not for the Yanai's Drasha. Zvine ma'ich pasla mamza gabi kedushin atar amma shiseki yikach ish isha vashmila miksas isha. Upon to Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Yochanan should have refuted Rish Lakish of the relevance of mamza regarding kedushin. The Torah said, Nikach Ish Isha. Even a partial woman. Shemeres Yavam, it was partially tied to the Yavam, and now this condition takes effect on her. Shemeres Yavam, she's Imsa, Relaza Omar, Mutas Aleisa, Rishavan, maybe Omar, Asilaleisa. Shemeres Yavam was Mezane, Relaza says that she committed to her house and to the Yavam, and Rishavan Levi said she's forbidden to her house. Rabbanan Amrin, Amar Rabbi Mana, Lakin Amar Biyaka, Ba Acha, Mashem Relaza, Shemeres Yavam, Shemesa, Rabbanan, quoting Rabbi Mana, said that didn't Biyaka Ba Acha, quoting Rabbi Lazar, say that if a Shemeres Yavam died, the Yavam was committed to her mother. It shows that she's not like the Yavam's wife, therefore, Znus is not forbidden. Again, the Taninam, Zeaklal, Koshi Tiboya, Velote Yafua, Lai Haya, Masna Imma. You will ask, well, how can you say so? The Kayam Mishnah teaches that this is not, this is the general rule. Anyone, if she would have relations with him, she would not be forbidden to her husband. She cannot stipulate with her, so he cannot stipulate with her in the Galgal about him. Man, Tana, Hadon, Asnisa, Lo, Bon, Lo, Kubikiba. All Tanaim agree that Znusas does not forbid a Shemes Yavam, who taught this Mishnah, it's not Rabbonon and not Rikiva. And Akini, Mandama, Motera, Sevesa, Rabbonon, Deleka, Rabbiakiva, Mandama, Sulabesa, Rikiva, Velabon, Deleka, Rabbonon. The one who says that she's committed to her house, which is a Velaza, this is like Rabbonon and unlike Rikiva. The one who says that she's forbidden to her house, which is Shimon Levi, this is like Rikiva and unlike Rabbonon. Rabbi Yonah said that if Shemeres Yavam was Mazana, she committed to her house to the Yavam. And we have support from a Baisa that the Pasuk says, and it was hidden from the eyes of her husband, but not from the eyes of her Yavam. Yaakov Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Rabbi Yavol, Masa Haya, B'Kohenes Haisa, B'Kiruah Lebesa. Yaakov Bar Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Yavol, said the case occurred and she was a Kohen's wife, and the Chachamim permitted her to her house. She wasn't even considered a Zayna. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Afloi Makos Eimba. Rabbi Rabun said, there are not even lashes for Znusa or Shemeres Yavam. By Shahaya, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Hamayim Boikin Oisa, she said, Na'achshu V'leke Hamayim Kukudim Ba, K'shitame Boikin Oisa L'mafriya. Rav Meir said that I would not be Mazane. Rav Meir did not say that the water tests her now. While the water is deposited in her, when she will be defiled, it tests her retroactively. Torah Sakanais, Torah Ha'olamim Zu Eina Isha Shosa Rishena. Torah Sakanais, this is permanent. A woman does not drink and drink again, even if she later transgressed Kinui, because the water remains in her from the first time she drank. Rabbi Yehuda, Heyed Nechemya Ish Sichin Esavikiva Aisha Shosa Rishena. He just said that Nehemiah Ish Sichin testified in the name of Rabbi Akiva that a woman drinks and drinks again. Om Rabbi Akiva, Ani Eforish Me'ish Echad, Eina Isha Shesa Roshoina, Shnei Anoshim Me'isha Shesa Roshoina. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain, from one husband she does not drink and drink again, but from two husbands she drinks and drinks again. Bechachomayimim, Ben Me'ish Echad, Ben Mishnei Anoshim, Shesa Roshoina, Hukumis, Teichich, Shosas Roshona, Chachamim say that whether from one husband or from two husbands, she drinks and drinks again. A woman named Kokomis proves this. She drank and drank a second and third time in front of Shmai and Avtalion from one husband. The Mishnah teaches we don't give a Geiris, a female convert, to drink. Chachamim say we do. Norman Kleiman, what's the case? She said, Begesh and Osa Basisol, Kfag say Veneisol, Legeir. If a Geir married a Basisol, this cannot be because it says Veneisol and not converts. She said, Imbi Isol, Shanisa, Shanosa Geiris, Kfag Siv, Vehevia Ish, Es Ishtoi Alakoyen. If Isol married a Geiris, this cannot be because it says Vehevia Ish, Es Ishtoi Alakoyen. The man will bring his wife to the Kohen, which connotes that they are equal. Ella, Ken, Kaimen, Begesh, and Asa Geiris. Rather, the case is that a Ger married a Geiris. Ma Taima, you say that a Kavya, Bnei Yisrael, Le Geirim. What's the reason of a Kavya? The first time of the Mishnah. B'nei Yisrael are not converts. Atam et Rabbonon v'amart aleihem v'abois kol ha'kasuv b'parsha. What's the reason of Rabbonon? Aleihem includes everything written in the parsha. Ma kasuv b'parsha? V'shochav ish oisa shechivasa oisvasa ba'ala metane u'mashke. What's written in the parsha? A man lay with her. Anyone whose relations forbid her, her husband became a mekane and mashke. Ne'elam eina isha prat lasuma she'ein lo einayim. Right, it says the ne'elam that be hidden from the eyes of her husband excludes a blind husband who has no working eyes. Lusuma he suma. The same applies whether he's blind or she's blind. She does not drink. Nasnisa, she said, Yuloi Kareben Karebi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan Poitroi Mikol Mitzvah Mos Bateira. Vice is unlike Rabbi Yudah because he exempts a blind person from all mitzvahs, Asi, in the Torah. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halachavov. Hakol Shavin She'ine Masne Ima Koyim Lika Nis'alsa V'loi Lisha Nis'alsa V'loi Misha Nis'garsha. It means both Rabbi Meir and Chacham agree that he cannot stipulate to include it before condition or after divorce. Mr. La'achev v'nitmes v'acharkach echzira lo'haya masnema. If she was secluded after divorce was defiled and her ex-husband remarried her, he cannot stipulate with her about this. V'aklal kol shetivol v'leitei asur lo'y v'haya masnema. The general rule is, any relations that would not forbid her to him, he cannot stipulate with her about it. Gemara says, Gemara says, obviously a man can pardon his kinui. Yirish kami shemochel. Gemara asks, if he divorced her, is it as if he pardoned his kinui? Yichavida, kinela v'nisgarsha v'nisvira v'nistra. What's the case? He was mekaneha, divorced her and remarried her, and she was then secluded. In Tema Girish Kamishim Achal, Sachlid Nesh Lepam Shnia. In Tema Girish Kamishim Loim Achal, Ein Sachlid Nesh Lepam Shnia. If you're saying divorce is like one who pardoned his kinui, he must be mekaneha a second time. If not, he cannot be mashkeha for seclusion. If you're saying that divorce is like one who did not pardon his kinui, he need not be mekaneha for a second time. However, if he was mekaneha and she was secluded and he knew, and he divorced her and returned her and she was secluded and she drank, and the water did not kill her, she is tahira. Well, since the water does not test a woman forbidden to her husband, with no heter to remarry her due to the suffering, she is forbidden, because perhaps she is tummy. Adnolach, Perek, Hoya, maybe.